This is The Takeaway. I'm Lynn Scherr in for Celeste Headlee here with John Hockenberry. And we have some international business news for you. AIG, the insurance giant, will sell the Asian arm of its life insurance business to British insurance giant Prudential PLC, not to be confused with the American company Prudential Financial. And that deal is worth $35 billion. This is AIG's largest sale since being bailed out by the U.S. government in 2008. And it will be the biggest repayment AIG will be able to make to the U.S. so far. BBC business correspondent Duncan Bartlett joins us from London. Good morning, Duncan.
Good morning.
Thank you for helping us understand this. Why do we care about this? What's it do for us?
Well, from an American taxpayer's point of view, this is a very significant deal because, as you mentioned, AIG had to be rescued by the American government at the height of the financial crisis because it had run into enormous financial difficulties. And a vast amount of money was spent by the American government and thus by the American taxpayer to keep it in business. It is now 80% owned by the American government. But obviously it had built up operations in all parts of the world, in Europe and in Asia as well, and it's now selling these Asian assets. As you mentioned, the price there that it's agreed with Prudential, a British company which is listed on the London Stock Exchange, is $35.5 billion. And that money will be going back to the American government and to the American taxpayer.
So how much have you been able to break it down? What does it really mean for the taxpayer, this $35 billion?
Well, we know that as part of the government's rescue programme, it put in a very, very large sum of money to AIG, much larger than $35 billion. So this won't be able to pay off all its debts, but it'll go some of the way to doing so. And of course, it's significant for Prudential because this will double the size of that company straight away, and it will give it not just a foothold in the Asian market, which it already has, but it will make it the leading insurance company across Asia. So in a sense, you'll see a power shift from the American company holding all these insurance policies across Asia to a British one doing so.
And does that also shift some of the problems to the Brits?
Well, the interesting thing is that the Asian arm of AIG was actually doing rather well. That wasn't in problems, which is why it's been attractive to Prudential. And obviously, that's one of the reasons why it's paying so much money for it. So it's not as though Prudential is taking over a problematic company. Far from it. And in fact, what it expects to be able to do is to see a lot more customers, particularly in China, where many people are taking out insurance for the first time. Now, there has been traditionally a cultural resistance in China to people taking out, for example, life assurance. People felt it was rather morbid and perhaps unlucky to do so.
It is morbid when you come right down to it.
Yes, it is. but nevertheless, many people in China have now realised the importance of insurance, and they've been going to companies to try and find insurance. And of course, not just for life insurance, but also for properties and other possessions that they own, cars and so on. And so that's a very, very significant and growing market.
And Duncan, does this in fact vindicate the bailout, the fact that it's now bought and some of the money is coming back to the U.S.?
I think it's not the end of all the problems for AIG by any means, but at least this is showing willing to the U.S. government that it is prepared to take some urgent action in order to be able to pay back some of the money that it owes.
BBC business correspondent Duncan Bartlett joining us from London. Thanks for your insight into that new AIG business news.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.